Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Friday, the 8th of November 2024. Today's topic is God's question to his people. Our text today is taken from Micah chapter 6 verses 1 through 8. Hear ye now what the Lord saith. Arise, contend thou before the mountains, and let the hills hear thy voice. Hear ye, O mountains, the Lord's controversy, and ye strong foundations of the earth. For the Lord hath a controversy with his people, and he will plead with Israel. O my people, what have I done unto thee? And wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me. Verse 4. For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed thee out of the house of servants. And I sent before them Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what Balak king of Moab consulted, and what Balaam the son of Beor answered him from Shittim unto Gilgal, that ye may know the righteousness of the Lord. Wherewith shall I come before the Lord, and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Verse 8. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God? Key verse. Micah chapter 6 verse 3. O my people, what have I done unto thee? And wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me. It is common for people to complain when they are not treated well, or when they are not treated properly by the people they expect to respect them. This was the situation in today's Bible passage. God considered everything he had done for his chosen people, Israel, and was disappointed that they had not returned his kindness over the years. He wanted them to show him where he had wronged them. If you examine your life carefully, you will most likely discover that you have not served God as you should, and have not given him the honor he deserves. Many people only give God their spare time and resources that they do not value. Many young people put their schoolwork ahead of God. If you consider God's mercies and goodness to you and compare that with what you do in return, you will discover that you have not measured up to his standard. If you recognize that you have been dishonoring God through the way you live your life or the service you offer to him, it is time to repent and turn over your life completely unto him. Be obedient to God's word, do his will, and please him with your life. Prayer for today. Lord, I surrender my life totally unto you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Malachi chapter 1 verses 6 through 13. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you. Thank you.